Our responsorial psalm, Psalm 27, says, "Of you my heart has spoken. Seek his face. It is your face, O Lord, that I seek. Hide not your face from me." At some point in our lives, every one of us as human beings are going to search for meaning. We ask ourselves the question, why am I here? What's my purpose? What's my destiny? If you haven't done that yet, it will happen at some point in time. And it's good for us to ponder that question. Is there any point at all to my existence? In the material world, that is, the created world, apart from God, human beings trying to find meanings in things or persons. People want to be loved, and so they attach themselves to human beings and trust only in human respect or human confidence to give them any kind of support. People try to find meaning in possessions, having all kinds of different things, money, furniture, homes, cars, whatever. They look for good times, good feelings, honors, a good reputation, on and on. Now, these things are not bad. They're actually good in and of themselves. But the question is, by themselves, do these created things lead us to anything? And they don't. Created things have a beginning and an end, and once the created thing ends, we find ourselves sad. So, can these created things lead us to any true greatness, to any deep fulfillment? And of course, the answer is no. They remain a joy only on the surface. And we all know how it is. We've experienced that. We try grasping to the things of this world and try to find happiness, but we find ourselves dying inside. And so we put on a happy face, so others don't know that. But it's a false face. No. Human beings can only find meaning in God, our Creator. God who is the beginning and the end. He in whose image and likeness you and I have been made. We must be reminded that God is love and that God is holy. Therefore, we must love God. And to love God means to love what is holy. And in love, to seek the holiness of God. To be like God in everything. As God's chosen ones, you and I have been called, just as Abraham was, out of darkness into light. Apart from God, we were once in total darkness and away from God because of our sin. But Jesus comes to dispel that darkness and bring us back into friendship with God. Christ, as prefigured by Abraham's sacrifice, has undergone the sacrificial darkness of the crucifixion and brings us into the light of his resurrection. Our search, our longing, our deepest desire must always be for Christ and for eternal life with him in heaven, heaven above all else, to live in his presence, whether in peace or in strife, in good times or in bad. We know that heaven for the Christian begins here, and our relationship with the Lord here in this world, as he gives himself to us, and we give ourselves to him through baptism and the Eucharist to become one with him. With that, we realize, again, whether in peace or in strife, in good times or bad times, in joy and sorrow, in pleasure and pain, in sickness or in health, in everything, we know that we are there with Christ and he is there with us. Whether we have poverty or plenty, in all things we give thanks, knowing that Christ is near and that we are not abandoned. Our existence is a journey toward heaven. The men of earth, those who are fixed on earthly created things, as St. Paul tells us, conduct themselves as enemies of the cross of Christ. Because they wish to mass things of this world, they decide to have nothing to do with Christ, nothing to do with the cross, with resurrection, anything outside of this world, because this world alone is their happiness, which also becomes, as St. Paul says, their destruction. And how many times have so many so-called Christians, so many so-called Catholics, will deny or oppose many essential beliefs or practices of the faith in preference of their own personal opinions or to follow their own personal will. Not God's will, not what the Lord says, not what the Church teaches as the body of Christ. It's my life to do with as I see fit. They become their own God. Their God is themselves. Their own commandments is what they obey. Their own passions, their own lust, their own cravings. And as St. Paul says, they take glory in their shame, gloating in evil. Gloating in evil and taking delight in defiance of God. But do you see Christ in such persons? No, you can't. That's not the way of the Christian. It's not the way of Christ. The Christian is transformed. The Christian is transfigured into another Christ when the love of God, when the love of His will, the love of His word are deep within us. It's deep within, and then those things take root in our souls and become evident in our lives as people can see us being transformed, being changed by our words, our actions, our attitudes, everything about us. The man of God, the woman of God, makes the presence of God a reality in themselves. And not just in extraordinary things, but in the ordinary, everyday, habitual things that you and I do each and every day. We don't look for the exception, the transfigured Christ. Instead, we're looking for the normal Christ, if you would. It's how we respond to the hungry Christ that we see in the hungry people of this world. It's how we respond to the tired Christ, as we see in the tired, elderly people of this world. The misunderstood and the rejected Christ in his misunderstood and rejected people. The poor, the suffering, the lonely Christ. The man, the woman of God seeks this Christ. Not for comfort, but for service. And we look to bring love and compassion to that Christ. And in the process, following the law and the prophets, as signified by Moses and Elijah, you and I become a new man. A new woman, transfigured in holiness. Where do we find this Christ? We find him in the midst of our work, in the midst of our families, in the street, in the people that we encounter all day, every day, whether those we like or those we don't like. We find him in prayer. We find him in Scripture. We find him in the sacraments. We find him in the ordinary. He will show us the extraordinary whenever he sees fit, but normally he doesn't show himself in these extraordinary manifestations like the Transfiguration. So don't be tempted by such notions to find Jesus only in the spectacular things. If you wish to find him, if you wish to understand who you are and why you're here, then follow the Father's words about his Son. Listen to him.